Good morning, I'm Ernesto Garcia, and this is Mesilla Valley News. We will bring you our coverage from yesterday's funeral service for fallen Hatch Police Officer Jose Chavez. But first, we begin with a developing story involving an officer-involved shooting that led to an unidentified suspect's death.
Does he have a gun out, también?
That's audio of a Facebook video by Elias Estrada that shows a man confronting police officers followed by several gunshots. According to Las Cruces Police, the incident began around 3 yesterday afternoon. Officers were dispatched to the report of a robbery and theft of a pickup at and near the 1300 block of Loman Avenue. Officers learned that the suspect stole the white pickup and fled from the area. Sometime later, officers located the white pickup on Loman Avenue just directly above I-25. When the suspect exited the vehicle, he was armed with a knife. When he confronted police officers, the officers fired at the suspect, striking him at least once. The suspect was transported to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead. No officers were injured during the incident. The suspect has still not yet been identified as of press time. We will continue to follow the story as it develops. The Las Cruces community gathered yesterday afternoon at the Pan American Center to honor fallen Hatch Police Officer Jose Chavez. Those in attendance included police officers from all over the state, as well as several guest speakers. The Archbishop of Las Cruces, Bishop Oscar Cantu, spoke about Chavez's last words.
Tell my mother that I love her. Tell my family that I love them. When his voice should not have been audible, he spoke clear in audible words of love.
U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce, the only U.S. representative in attendance, honored Chavez and those with dangerous jobs who put their lives on the line every day.
When they sign up to serve, essentially they sign a blank check, due and payable up to and including the cost of their own life. And today, each one of you, each one of us, are here as witnesses that Officer Jose Chavez has paid in full.
Governor Susana Martinez held back tears as she paid condolences to Jose Chavez's two young daughters,
Ariam and Jana Lee. It's never easy to lose a loved one, and I cannot imagine the pain that you must feel. But you should know this, that your daddy will be walking right alongside you for the rest of your life as your guardian angel. And his brothers and sisters in law enforcement will be there for you as well.
This has been Mesilla Valley News special coverage of fallen officer Jose Chavez's funeral services. We will return back to our regularly scheduled news format at the noon hour. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia.
With a look at the headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News, here's Ernesto Garcia.
Well, why are we not sending a resolution, if we're going to spend the time on resolutions, to the Mexican president demanding that Americans be let in without question? When I go to Mexico, whether it's through Juarez or through Columbus or into other areas on the West Coast, I have to go through a process.
Good morning. That's Las Cruces City Councilor Cia Leventino expressing her opinion before a 6-1 vote in favor of the City of Las Cruces opposing a resolution to a proposed border wall between the U.S. and Mexico proposed by President Trump. Leventino was the only vote against the resolution. Hundreds of residents showed up to yesterday's meeting and expressed their opinions along with all city councilors. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima explains the reason why he voted in favor of the resolution.
You know, immigrants have really contributed a lot to this great country of ours, and I'm not advocating people being able to cross without rules or regulations. I just think that the manner that this wall is wanted to be put forth probably isn't in the best interest of a relationship that we share with Mexico. It's just not right.
The council in yesterday's meeting also voted 7-0 to okay Jim Bradley Championship Way designation on a stretch of road on Tashiro next to Motel Boulevard and to allow a sign to be put in place with the football graphic honoring the late head Mayfield High School football coach. An interesting plot twist to a story that we reported last week about a Valentine's Day robbery at a local Subway. With more, here's Cynthia Mendoza.
Las Cruces police learned that the Subway employee who reported an armed robbery at the Subway restaurant last week is a person who planned the crime and conspired with two relatives to stage the incident. Detectives learned that the 26-year-old woman arranged with two relatives to stage an armed robbery at knife point in order to steal cash and change from the Subway store. Detectives learned that one of the suspects is a female relative of the employee, while the other is a male relative relative of that female. Detectives learned that the subway ordered the 26-year-old woman to pay for damages in the walk-in freezer and to rekey the entire store. The investigation remains open and charges are pending.
Prep Boys High School basketball scores from yesterday in District 3 6A tournament play. It was Carlsbad defeating Centennial 42-30. Hobbs defeated Mayfield 62-51, and Las Cruces High defeated Gadsden 74-32. Carlsbad, Hobbs, and Cruces will advance to play on Thursday. Hatch Valley High School was a winner in their tournament matchup against Cobray 60-59. With a look at the headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia. Now look at the national headlines with Fox News.